You pretenders, hypocrites, admirably and truly did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, these people draw near me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their hearts hold off and are far away from me. You know what? God's not interested just in the words that come out of your mouth. Saying the right thing but having the wrong heart attitude isn't faith. What do I mean by that? In other words, you can speak all the right words. You know, maybe you've walked up to somebody that you really don't care for, and you look at them and you shake their hand and you smile in their face and you're all nice and friendly in front of them. But as soon as they turn their back, you turn to your friend and you say, oh, that, and you just talk about them. You know what? That's not a right heart attitude. You said the right things in front of them, but then when you turned around, when you turned your back on them, you spoke things about them that, you know what, they're not uplifting and they're not speaking life. And that's the same thing sometimes that we do. But you know what? God is looking at our heart. He's looking still at the heart of the person. And a person can fake the words and not have a heart which is truly of God. We've got to be careful not to follow the doctrines of men in our effort to worship God. God's not about what it is that men have to say. God's about what he had to say about himself. As a matter of fact, even in his word, he took it to this extent and he said, for I can swear by no other, so I'll swear by myself. There's not any other that I can swear by. There's not any other's oath who is greater or stronger than my own, so I'll swear by myself that I'll cause salvation to come. And he brought it to pass. This is Greg Young. I'm your host for A Dose of the Ghost. I just want to encourage you today. You know what? It's not just what you say, but it's what's inside. And I want to encourage you that God can change your heart today.